everybody. I'm Sean Reynolds from Sportsnet, about to be joined by Ken Weeb from the Winnipeg Free Press. Together, we are Kenny and Rennie. This is the Kenny and Rennie post-game show after 4-3 overtime loss, Jets to the Edmonton Oilers, Jets' fourth straight loss. Some of you not taking it too well. Maurice Ett says, ow, to that one. I know you're hurting out there. I know a lot of people are hurting. So Rennie's going to take it easy on you here tonight. Not because I'm just like, the one thing I'll say is whenever I'm on this program, I never say anything that I don't, you know, I'm not willing to put the Sean Reynolds stamp on, right? Sometimes I torque things a little bit. Sometimes I, you know, get things a little bit heated up. Sometimes I soften them when people need caressing and love and, you know, to be told everything's going to be all right. I won't quite do that, but you know, I'll change. I'm like a chameleon. I can fit into the situation as needed. And it feels like some people need some love and reassurance and all those kind of things. And I'll say it's a night where I think I can provide a little bit of that, because I take a look at this game by the Winnipeg Jets and there are things to like in there, no doubt about it. I mean, they get that point. That's huge for them. One thing I really like about what they did in this game is those two goals are essentially carbon copy goals of themselves. I mean, one's a tip-in, but we've seen the Winnipeg Jets throughout this year have a lot of their success by turning the puck down low, getting it up high, getting people to the front of the net, getting those shots on net, and then scoring, right? Like I've said before, they're not necessarily the goals that you can generate every single time, but you keep doing that over and over and over again. Enough pucks are going to go in that I think it's going to give you a good opportunity. So this is an example of the Jets being better than they were against the Washington Capitals, because you heard us talk about it. Better than they were in that game against the Washington Capitals, because you heard us talk about it in that podcast. The Jets kind of, when they fell down to the Washington Capitals, they abandoned their structure and they tried to, you know, dipsy doodle their way through. Maybe you want to call it snake charmer, whatever you want to call it. It wasn't the right way to handle that situation. And it's why you saw the Jets get shut out in that game. In this game, I think it's pretty hard for you to not look at this game, and some of you will. I know you will, because people love to try to be wrong as hard as they can in service of their team. But like, I think it's pretty hard not to look at this game and say that the Edmonton Oilers were the clear-cut better team in this game. There's concerns that the Winnipeg Jets are allowing as many goals as there are. To be as simple as I possibly can, this is a Connor Hellebuyck manufactured point. Phenomenal. I'm talking like 7-5 bell alarm saves that he made on this night. The toughest thing about this night is going to be for all of you in the chat room to pick what the keg save of the game was, because it's going to be hard to narrow down with so many examples of it tonight. But all that said, Connor Hellebuyck giving this team an opportunity to get back in and get that point. They do it the right way in the third period. And even though I still think that they're the second best team in this game in the third period, that's where they generate and they get back into the game, works out for them. And then they kind of give it away in overtime. One player a little more guilty of that than the rest of his teammates. But if you're looking for reasons to think that this team is improving, I think this is it, right? We know that they were atrocious against the New Jersey Devils and the New York Islanders. We were telling you on this program, not Scotty Billick, because Scotty Billick was, kind of hitting them over the head with the sledgehammer after that game. I saw signs of improvement, and I see signs of improvement even beyond that tonight against a more superior opponent, if you ask me. Like, you're talking about the Edmonton Oilers, and yes, they've struggled as of late, and they, like the Jets, weren't playing their best hockey, but a far more capable team than what we see from the Washington Capitals. So the Jets to get to overtime against that team in a game that they fall down by doing it the right way, getting the two kind of goals that you're going to score in the playoffs, game 7 of, you know, the Stanley Cup final, or game 1 of the regular season or the preseason, whatever you call it. Those are the kind of goals that the Jets are outworking teams, hustling to get to the front of the net, fighting to get to the front of the net, doing all the right things. So the Jets get a point in this game because they do the right things in the third period. They won't have an opportunity to do the right things in the third period if Connor Hellebuyck doesn't do what he does. And yes, I know people are going to talk to me about, you know, the Jets hitting the crossbar and all those things. The Jets had their opportunities too. I thought the greater opportunities clearly, and the time of possession and the shots and all those things. I mean, there's no lucky bounce for the Edmonton Oilers that ends up in the back of the net that really kind of bones the Winnipeg Jets in this game. So things go well for the Winnipeg Jets to be in a spot to get back into this game, but they didn't abandon their structure and they started trying to generate their offense the right way, even if I think they're getting outplayed for the majority of that game. So is this the kind of game that you look at and say the Winnipeg Jets are ready to hoist the cup? God, no, it is not that at all. And Rick Bonus will dig into that with Ken Wiebe. Definitely not willing to say anything close to that, as he should not. But reality is reality. If you want the Winnipeg Jets to get to a place where they're a contending team, they got a couple weeks left to round into that form. And from where they've been, they're trying to work their way back. And so to me, what I see is two straight games now in which the Jets have elevated their play. Is it enough? I'm not saying that it's enough, but at least the Winnipeg Jets, I see taking, they are walking up a staircase right now, trying to get to the place that they want to be. Some of you think that they should be like leaping up three stair steps at a time. And maybe you're right. I'm not saying that that's wrong, but this is progress in my mind for the Winnipeg Jets. And that can't be a terrible thing, whether it's enough progress, fast enough progress. That's debatable. And we can do that on this show and we can do that in the chat room. And I know a guy who's good to have those debates with. So why don't we bring him into the show right now, everybody? The man with the best music in the business. Here comes Kenny.